Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Man, they want to help you. They want to get you your mattress. They want to custom make, custom design a mattress. And I tell you what's really cool right now. They're going to run out of these. They might have already run out of them. I need to talk and find out if they run out of these or not over at Engineer Sleep. But they had this foam supplier that overran some titanium-infused memory foam. And Jay says to put a good deal on the radio and see if we could just go ahead and clear our warehouse of these. These are 2-inch titanium infused memory foams. They're going to give it to you right now at 75% off, which is $40 each. If you come by and pick them at the store or local shipping, just $15. Limited supply. Now, they only have twin and full size only. You can go to the top of their page at engineersleep.com to get this. I imagine this is going to be gone here, but I mean, $15 for this stuff. What's $160 value for $15? I mean, or $40, 75% off. Is that right? I think my math's right on that. Get in touch with them. It is our really good friends at Engineer Sleep. 2-inch titanium infused memory foam. An overrun of these. Got to get rid of them. Their supplier says, hey, man, get rid of these for us. Take advantage of that now. Engineersleep.com. Really cool stuff there. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Territory, timing, and talent. I like this conversation, Mr. Or 24. Let's get our Northland Communication phone lines. Drew joins us in Tallahassee, Florida. Hey, good morning, Drew. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you today, Mickey?
Couldn't be better.
Excellent. I'm a Clemson alum, and I'm in for the graduations. I photographed the ceremonies here. And so, first, I want to congratulate all the students that are graduating yesterday and today. Proud to have them join our alumni.
Very cool. Now, let me get it right. You live in Tallahassee, or are you down there visiting?
Yeah, I moved to Tallahassee for work, but I graduated from Clemson in 2007.
Great. How long have you been in Tallahassee?
Since September 2016.
Okay. And as a Clemson graduate now, it's kind of a little easier living in Tallahassee these days, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I picked a good time to move there.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. Anyway, go right ahead.
So you mentioned that you thought talent was the most important key of those three for the Tigers program, and I just wanted to counter that. I think timing has actually been it because of the decline of Florida State and Virginia Tech and the other previous powers in the ACC, along with the united forces of our board, the president, athletics, and everything at Clemson. I think the timing has been the more pivotal key of the three, although talent, no doubt, has been absolutely incredible.
I think, Drew, I think you make a great point about the other schools being down. But now remember this. When Dabo Swinney took over, in his reign, Tallahassee at Florida State, they have won a national championship. So part of you can say this. Is Florida State down, or did Dabo Swinney have something to do with Florida State maybe being down? Like South Carolina right now. South Carolina had their best team ever, and you can say, boy, they really had it going. But Dabo Swinney and his recruiting, what he's done to him, maybe he had something to do with that. Now, the one thing I will say that it's kind of combined the two, but I'm going to go more talent than timing. You were 100% right when you said the president and the board of trustees. That being said, I give Dabo Swinney all the credit in the world. His talent showed them his vision. He sold his vision to them. He got them to be all in, to buy all in. And as a result, timing is right, but I'm going to give him credit for making that timing right by being able to sell that vision to them.
Oh, absolutely, and that is in no way to undermine Dabo's vision and what he's accomplished, right? Because I absolutely think the talent and the development of our program deserve all the credit. But I just wanted to bring up that point that I think the combination of those two things and timing has been absolutely imperative to our ascent.
That's a great point. And think about it like this, Drew. You know, NC State's had some really good teams. And I'm going to tell you, had NC State come in, or there have been some talented teams, but NC State, if they're playing some Tommy Bowden teams in here, maybe NC State might have won a division or two in the last couple of years. I thought you made a great point about Virginia Tech, but remember this, in the Dabo Sweeney era, that Virginia Tech has won the ACC. Virginia Tech, when Clemson beat Virginia Tech a few years ago in this ACC championship game, they were top 10. Now, we forget that. They beat them twice that year, which they were ranked in the top 10 in the country. So we forget a little bit of that. You're right now, but I think some of it has to do with Dabo's program being so good that they're able to go into Virginia and get players that Virginia Tech might have gotten. Now, who knows if Beamer would have fallen off anyway? Who knows if, you know, you can't say Miami because Miami really was down, you know, during the Sweeney era. You know, Miami's not been great yet, except for last year. So I agree with you. But I think you give Dabo some credit for going in and dominating this conference and maybe taking some opportunities away from those teams.
Oh, certainly. And, I mean, you look at Stephen Anthony and Taj Boyd and those folks we got from the Bay Area, Virginia. And you certainly see that Dabo's capitalized on that as Frank Beamer was in the twilight of his career.
Right.
But just wanted to make that point. I'll get off and listen and enjoy being back in town to listen to your show. So thank you very
much. Thank you, Drew.
Listen
to us on the app when you get back down to Tallahassee and on the website. Thanks, man. You can podcast us. You can listen to us on the app on our website. That's really cool. In town for graduation. Congratulations to all the graduates, by the way. I think Drew makes a good point that right now, Dabo Sweeney's got a pretty free run. Had a free run, at least, in Gainesville, Florida, in Tampa, Florida, in Jacksonville a little bit.
Sure.
Now, again, I said say free run, but Florida has been down a little bit. He took advantage of it. When Georgia was down a little bit, he had a free little run over there and getting a couple of really good quarterbacks. And, and when Tennessee's down, he's had a pretty good run up there going to get some wide receivers and then take care of a couple of quarterbacks there. When North Carolina's been down a little bit, he's been able to go up there. But even then, when he hadn't, he's been able to go to Connecticut and Kansas and Hawaii for players and all this kind of stuff. Remember this, though. You could say, and I'm not sure direct causation, but Zach, Florida State won a national championship in the Dabo Sweeney era. So you can't say that, like, he walked into it with a bad situation down in Tallahassee.
Yep.
I think he has some cause to it by beating them more than any other Clemson coach has beaten them. You know, Louisville was on the verge of something really, really, really big. I think the Louisville ship has sailed. But in a way, you could say, wait a minute, man, we traded a bad Maryland program for a really good Louisville program. That'd be bad timing to a lot of times, a lot of places. And Dabo Sweeney has yet to lose to Louisville. 4-0 now against Louisville. I mean, NC State, I truly believe that in a lot of these years where NC State had all that defensive line talent and Ryan Finley and Samuels and some of these good players back there, that you could say, man, NC State might have won a division if not for Dabo Sweeney the last couple of years. And on the other side of the thing, Miami last year, remember Miami was in the top five in the country at one point in time last year. Virginia Tech, that's a pretty good Justin Fuente team over there. And they might have won an ACC championship one of the last 2 years if not for this. There's a reason North Carolina's down is that Dabo beat them in the ACC championship. They weren't able to take advantage of that and build off of that. Is the reason, I mean, Georgia Tech, could we say that maybe, I don't think it would have happened, maybe he might have had something to do with that. So when he came in, Paul Johnson, that was as good a team as Georgia Tech's had in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say that he came into these bad situations of all these programs around him. He actually caused some of that by beating them and beating them soundly and going and getting more recruits and being even better than them. Agree?
It's Dabo doing the scorched earth method.
Mm.
He goes in, takes everything, beats them all, takes what he wants, and leaves behind nothing.
He did it to Florida when he went down and got some great players out of Tampa and out of Central Florida area.
Yep, St. Pete.
There is no doubt that he's done it in the state of Tennessee.
He's done it in Georgia.
He has, and now Georgia's back, so you know what you got to do? You're not going to go down and get players in Georgia anymore. Like, you're going to get some, but you're not going to get them like you could maybe 5 years ago.
Sure.
What do? Yeah, you go to North Carolina, get a player or two. You go to Virginia now, get a player or two. You go to still, you know, maybe in Tennessee up there a little bit more. Maybe you go
to Kentucky with Louisville going down now.
Yeah, maybe you get up there and get a player or two. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you turn your attention to where it's kind of like that crocodile following those, that weak little antelope, whatever, you know, crossing the Nile right there. You're going to kind of pick on the weaker one.
Crossing the Nile.
Yeah, go get some of that.
I don't think antelopes cross the Nile.
Whatever the little thing. What are the things that cross the Nile? Cross the rivers there. Where they sit back, man. It's not even fun watching that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
Dabo's the wolf in this situation.
Yes. The big, bad wolf.
Following the herd. Eventually the herd gets tired.
Yeah. Drew made a great point about the administration.
I'm glad to see that living in Tallahassee hasn't rotted his brain.
Right, yeah. Right. Drew made a great point about the administration at Clemson.
Sure.
And the timing of it. Part of it is that Clemson fans were just so stinking fed up with it. And they made their voice heard. I can tell you, man. You go back to that, I don't know the exact years in here because of mine, you know, but you know, they were sick of losing around here. And their voices were heard. And I had a gentleman tell me, hey, give me Terry Don Phillips' number right now. I didn't give it to him, but he said, I want the guy fired right now after a loss.
Which loss was that?
Maryland.
Mm.
Tell me about it. And then that AARC thing came about, and the president and the board of trustees got a ton of phone calls. And there were some threats that were made about money and things on these lines. And I'm going to tell you right now, the guy that deserves as much credit as anybody out there, David Wilkins, who was the chairman of the board, decided to support football around here and give Dabo Swinney a chance. And he made some really good coordinator hires, and they built him an indoor practice facility, and they built him a great big football building, and they made the program first class. And David Wilkins belongs in the highest regard of Clemson fans. That they finally, the board pre-Wilkins sat around and made every excuse in the world. Wilkins got it done. That being said, you give Dabo Swinney credit because he went to those board members, he had good relationships with them, and sold them on his vision. And they bought into his vision. And as a result, it has paid off beyond anybody's wildest dreams outside of Dabo. Did anybody really truly believe they're going to win national championship here and be national championship, being one of the top two football programs in the country? I thought they'd be good, very, very good. I thought they could be great. I thought there's a chance they could be elite. I didn't know they'd be one of the two best football programs in the country. And so that's where you give Dabo Swinney all the credit in the world for A, developing the vision, B, for having the optimism to have that vision, and C, going in and selling that vision to people that it had to be sold to. Then you give those people credit for buying in. And now we sit back and the Clemson fans credit for that. And then now you sit back and you just reap the benefits of it and you just enjoy every single second of it. When these magazines come out at the end of this month and you look up there and it's number one and number two and number three and all the All-American teams and all the Heisman Trophy stuff and all the National Championship stuff and all the playoff stuff and all the ACC Championship stuff and all the All-ACC team stuff and all the numbers that come about it. You just look and go, yep, this is fun. Don't want this to end. So that's a lot of cool stuff there. Dabo's talent, a little bit of time. Drew was kind of right about some of this. The territory hadn't changed. Clemson's just as close now as it ever was to Charlotte and Atlanta. To North Carolina, South. I mean, Clemson hadn't moved up and picked up the campus, moved it anywhere. So you can't say territory. The state, as a matter of fact, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr, 24 Jack Lake, the state of South Carolina has gotten worse as far as producing major football talent.
Why is that?
It's just cyclical. We're a small state, and it's just cyclical. We don't have a ton of four stars in the last couple of classes. We'll examine this after we with Josh Williams in the next segment. But we don't have a lot of four stars.
It doesn't help.
Very few five stars.
That those guys that are five stars leave and play at academies elsewhere.
Right. Right. But with that said, now you got to go beat with Xavier Thomas before he had to beat South Carolina when he was at Florence. He goes down there to IMG. Now you got to beat everybody in the country on him. But man, you look around this program right now and you look at Lawrence and Johnson and ETN. You got a Louisiana. I mean, Zach, let's think about this for a second, okay? Think about when the state dries up and exactly what South Carolina couldn't do when there were no more Lattimores and no more Clownies out there, right? You go to Georgia, get Lawrence. You go to Indiana and get Johnson. You go to Louisiana, get ETN. You go to Tennessee and get Higgins and Rodgers. You go to Alabama and get Justin Ross. You go to Georgia, get Mitch Hyatt. You go to Ohio and get Jackson Carmen. You go to Georgia, get Ankrum. And North Carolina, get Pollard. Maryland, I believe, and get Fasanelli. You go to Virginia and get Cleveland Farrell. You go to Georgia, get Austin Bryant. You go to North Carolina and get Dexter Lawrence. You go to Massachusetts and get Christian Wilkins. You go to Kansas and get Isaiah Simmons. You go to Georgia, get Trey Lamar. You go to Georgia, get A.J. Terrell. You go to North Carolina, get Mark Fields. You go to Florida, get Trayvon Mullen. You go to Virginia, get a Kayvon Wallace. You go to North Carolina, get Tanner Muth. That's your starters. You go all over the country, and you get this kind of talent. Not to mention North Carolina, get K.J. Henry, or Florida, get Xavier Thomas. You go all over the place, and you sell that vision to those guys as well. Just a phenomenal example of just how good Dabo Swinney is. That puts me in a good mood. Katichi puts me in a good mood. Hey, friends, get out and see it this weekend. Another thing, take mom to their Mother's Day brunch. The food at Katichi is awesome. CATEECHEE.com, Katichi.com. They've got the Sunday brunch. Man, the dining is really, really good. We had this at our house the other day. The food's amazing. And they're open on Sunday from 11:30 until 2. And so get out on Mother's Day. Don't make mom cook. Goodness gracious. You can reserve your table today. They've got this great brunch. Go by and see the good folks over there and get the great food. You know what? Take mom out to play a little golf. Take the kids out to play a little golf. Get out and enjoy this awesome weekend. We got great weather right now. The golf course is amazing. Join over there. Take your event over there. Get a little stay and play packages over there. It's a short drive to Hartwell, Georgia, and one of the most beautiful golf courses you'll ever play. It's Katichi, CATEECHE.com. Katichi. Go by and see our good friends over there for Mother's Day. All right, we'll take a break. Josh Williams is going to join us. We're going to talk the little Kentucky Derby, little TPC. We'll get his thoughts on the football stuff as well. It's the Mickey Paul Show. More in your turn right after this.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more, or go online, cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
If you live near or in a 30-mile radius of Anderson and you're living paycheck to paycheck, do you need a used car, truck, or SUV but don't have any money? Could you just use a lucky break? Just get to Anderson Ford's Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale. Other dealers say no. Anderson Ford says yes, yes, yes. Vehicles priced from just $39.99 with payments as low as $109 a month. If your bills are late, you're divorced, behind on alimony, even bankrupt, Anderson Ford could put you in a used car, truck, or SUV with just $1 down. It's the Anderson Ford Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale you've been waiting for. Just $1 down if you have a job. Going on right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard off Exit 19 in Anderson or online at AndersonFordSC.com. Plus tax, tag, title, and registration. See dealer for details.
May 31st through June 2nd, the State Finals Rodeo returns to T. Ed Garrison Arena. Bareback bronking bull riding, calf team and breakaway roping, barrel racing, goat tying, and pole bending. Young men and women statewide vie for state championships at 8 p.m. nightly. Adult tickets, $12. 8 for students up to 18 with student ID. 5 and under are free. Presented by Home Place Horse and Cattle Company and sponsored by Home Place Veterinary, Collins Construction Company, and Cooper Motor Company.
Chick-fil-A introduces its newest seasonal menu item, Frosted Sunrise, which is available for a limited time only through June 2nd. The creamy and tart treat is a combination of Chick-fil-A's signature vanilla ice dream and Simply Orange Juice. Frosted Sunrise combines simple but flavorful ingredients into a tasty treat that customers can enjoy throughout the day. It's all day at Chick-fil-A. Stop by Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Seneca to try the new delicious Frosted Sunrise through June 2nd and tell them Kelly sent you.
Day Spa 12 West Stone pampers her with the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Indulge in a total body massage, facial, or Avita makeover, aromatherapy, scalp and foot massage, manicure, pedicure, champagne lunch, paraffin hand treatment, and shampoo style. Normally $350, just half price at $175. Or we'll design a package for any budget. 235-7721 or dayspagreenville@gmail.com. Day Spa 12 West Stone. A portion of the proceeds help homeless animals rescue.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
If you're a pro, the PPG paint you count on every day is now at the Home Depot every day, starting at only $15.97 a gallon. Count on PPG Ultra High for quick turn jobs, PPG Diamond for easy application, and PPG Timeless for guaranteed one coat hide and coverage. And now, count on the Home Depot to have it all. PPG Pro Grade Paint, starting at only $15.97 a gallon, as close as your nearest Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
As you know, Zach Orr, it is our policy on the show that we do not do shout-outs or birthday shout-outs, so we will not tell Caroline Runyon happy sixth birthday today.
We don't do that here.
We refuse to do that. And even though we hope she has a wonderful sixth birthday.
If we were to do such things, I would wish her the happiest of birthdays and to enjoy it and love it and eat as much cake as she possibly could.
Right.
But we don't do that.
No. And if we were to do it, I would sing this to her. Birthday girl, 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 birthday girl.
Crushed it. Happy birthday.
I bet people didn't know we could harmonize. Happy birthday, Caroline Runyon, 6 years old. You made it, man. Who knows how long you're going to be a big girl now. That's awesome. J-Dub joins us, Josh Williams, the best in the business. Good morning there, Josh Williams. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. I'm not sure I can quite follow that up.
Birthday girl, birthday girl, birthday girl. I want to talk some Preakness with you. I want to talk some Derby with you. Do we have a super horse on our hands here? I know you're the horse racing aficionado of the show now, the official horse racing aficionado. Do we have a super horse on our hands?
He was quite impressive. Just looking for many ways to kind of poke holes in his, you know, his limited record last week and going into a race where those, you know, 20 horses, and then you throw in all the rain, and that just kind of throws out everything that everyone thought they knew about it. But he was very, very impressive last week, and you know, this was the fifth time that you know, his trainer Baffert had won the Derby. But if he follows his trend, his Baffert's previous four Derby winning horses also went on to win the Preakness. So he's, you know, he's got the one Triple Crown winner in there with American Pharoah a couple years ago. But his other ones went to the Belmont with a chance at winning it as well. So typically the Preakness is historically probably the easiest to win of the three. It's not only the shortest, but it's usually a pretty short field as well. It might have looks like there's six horses that are in it right now, but there's usually 9 or 10 or so once you get to race day.
And then we'll have some horses that didn't run the Derby. I don't like that at all. Is Baffert a bad as guys he looks like? Like, I never judge a book by its cover, or I try not to. But is he a bad as he, like, is he just the biggest jerk as he looks to be on TV and his glasses and his hair and all that kind of stuff? Or is he a bad guy?
I don't think so, but I can kind of see where you get that. You could make that deduction based off just kind of the way he looks and carries himself.
Can't be as bad a guy as I think he is. As far as the conditions itself, I had read this, heard this, the rainiest, the wettest we've ever seen the Kentucky Derby, the wettest Kentucky Derby on record. Was that obviously justified one? Did that hurt any other horses? Did that help him? Was that, how big of a factor was the single wettest day in Kentucky Derby history?
I mean, I would say it's probably a detriment to, you know, quite a few of them. A lot of those horses, you know, particularly like one that we talked about, the European horse. I mean, obviously they'd never run on something like that. Especially when you go in the slop and getting mud slung in your face. So, I mean, justify, you know, they did what he had to do there. Is he didn't want to go straight to the lead because he knew he had some pace horses that would jump out there and then would, you know, they wouldn't flame out. But he wanted to get up there close to the lead where he's not in the bunch in the pack in that slop, and then, you know, anything could happen. So I think he wanted to get him close to the lead, you know, starting out. But the conditions kind of made it more imperative that he needed to do that.
I don't make too many excuses. I'm going to give Mendelssohn, that you talked about, the European horse, I'm going to give him an excuse. He got bumped around and pushed around. It's too big of a field. Can I just mark that off as he got beat up, and then the jockey gets kind of, once he saw what he was going to win, kind of pulled back, and maybe this isn't the last we see of Mendelssohn?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, there was, you know, like, I mean, about halfway through the race, he's sitting there kind of just a little bit off the lead. He was in, like, sixth, and you think he's just going to kind of bide his time and sit there and then try to make a move there at the end, but then he got jostled around and bumped around again and kind of got thrown off. And yeah, it was an ugly trip for him, but they've already, you know, his owner's already said that he plans to have him back. You know, he's got to qualify, but I don't think he'll have a problem with that. But for the big Breeders' Cup Classic in the fall, which is this year's also at Churchill.
All right, what I need to know about big futures betting on this.
So that was a futures bet that came to light after the Derby. Obviously in Vegas, you can kind of get futures on almost anything. This one is one that was placed at the Wynn. So there's a gentleman that placed a futures bet on the Derby in mid-February on Justify. Got him at 300-1. And obviously this is a horse that was like 5-2, I guess, at post time. So kind of, I thought about it and I looked up a couple things, and this, obviously we made a big deal about the Curse of the Apollo, and, you know, how he broke that last week, and that he didn't race at all as a 2-year-old. So especially starting out, I mean, these horses race maybe like 3 or 4 weeks apart. So he basically ran a race in February, March, and April. So this guy that placed this bet, February the 17th, placed it the day before he ran his first race. So it's obviously got to be somebody that's in the know a little bit, has some connections to him. I don't know, maybe a little inside info. But yeah, he won a cool little $150,000 on that little inside info.
All right, so now knowing what we know, all right, because he didn't race as a 2-year-old. They don't race as 1-year-olds, right? The first race he ever ran was in February of this year. Is that right?
Yeah. February the 18th.
Okay.
Yep, and this guy placed a bet on the 17th.
All right. So he wins that one. He wins in March. He wins in April. He wins in May. He's 4-0 in his whole career. Moving forward, because he had a month, right at a month on all of those, though. Obviously, the Triple Crown, racing three in about 6 weeks, whatever. How big a factor is that for him? Fresh, not fresh? I mean, there's so many factors to go into this thing. I'm asking you, how does that factor in him maybe being a Triple Crown winner?
I mean, the Preakness typically, is not, it's the Belmont, the one that's kind of the make or break. The Preakness usually, it's the shortest, it's a mile and a 16th, in short field. So it's usually the one that's the least big deal. But, they've got a tradition there where Sunday morning after the Derby, they kind of bring the horse out in front of the reporters, and then, the group answers a bunch of questions and whatnot. Well, he comes out and people kind of notice right away he's kind of limping a little bit. So it kind of came out that he had a little bit of a bruise on one of his rear legs. But, supposedly it's fine. And, he was back working out yesterday. So, yeah, we'll see. That's obviously the biggest biggest thing these horses have to deal with. They go from racing basically once a month. Now you got to go three times in a month and a half. So it's really at the Belmont where it kind of catches up to him.
The other thing is, he hadn't had any really close calls yet. I mean, it seemed like he's pretty much dominated those four races, 9.5 lengths, 6.5 lengths, 3 lengths. This is just 2.5 lengths, but that wasn't all that close of a race, I guess you could say. I don't know. We'll see what comes out of that coming up. Let's talk some Preakness here coming up in the next couple of weeks. Hey, I want to get your thoughts on what we saw at Sawgrass yesterday, specifically some of the superstars, maybe including Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, I know this, you probably took a little delight in that, but, we all have courses that, kind of just don't set up to our eye and, that we don't have good vibes at it, so to speak, and don't play well at. I think I could probably name number one that's on your list for sure. But, this just kind of seems like that kind of track for him. And I kind of associate him and Mickelson almost in the same light, even though Mickelson won one time here. But, Spieth is one of those where obviously his putting is his number one key. And, he's been doing that. That's his number one strength for forever. And this year it's kind of off. Yesterday he lost like almost a stroke and a half in the strokes game putting aspect. But, he's never been known as the big ball striker, particularly one that's going to overpower the golf course. But this is one where, and like Mickelson, I think when he misses, he kind of misses bad in some spots. And at this place, that's just not possible. He made his debut at the Players in 2014. He finished tied for fourth. He was the 54-hole leader before he shot 74 in the final round. But so the first 58 holes that he played in that first tournament, he was bogey free. But in the last 140 holes that encompassed the last 14 of that final round in 2014 and the years since, he's gone from 14 under those first 58, and now the last 140, he's 13 over. He's had 3 missed cuts the last 3 years. And, barring a pretty, probably 400 or 500 round at minimum, he's trending toward another one today.
Well, I tell you, man, if you think about that, you think about the putter. You know, how long can it stay hot? That's one of my biggest things in my deterrence for him. As his ball striking has gotten better, his putting has gotten worse. We'll see that. What do you make of the Mickelson stuff yesterday? 79, just looking just awful coming down the stretch.
Yeah, I was pretty sloppy coming down the stretch. I don't know if you're gonna blame it on the new duds, the new shirt, or what, but that was pretty bad.
See, I think I could get away with the shirt. I think I can do that. You might see me in one of those Saturday morning. See how that works out for me. If I can afford $150
for sure. he looks like the guy in your office that doesn't ever play golf, but you got a company golf tournament and he rolls out there straight from the boardroom and is ready to go. It just looks odd to, you know, playing golf in Florida. It's got to be 85, 90 degrees, and, you know, he's out there in business attire.
All right, we saw the two supergroups for the most part struggle. Was that too much? Too much build up? Too much, or is it just the golf course being difficult?
I mean, I don't know that the build up really had that much to do with it, but I don't know. Maybe it does a little bit, but I didn't get to see a ton of the coverage yesterday, so I don't know how. I don't know if the crowds were massive just around those groups, but I mean, I think there's so many holes where you have to have good viewing areas where it's not that much of a detriment if that many people are following one group. But I think the afternoon groups probably had a little harder conditions than the morning, but I don't know. That's not something that's that uncommon in golf when you kind of get a super group, particularly for a major or a very big tournament, that it kind of fizzles a little bit. But, you know, I mean, it definitely made it exciting. Nice to see with all those, you know, five kind of premier groups there. But I don't know. I would expect some of them kind of rebound today.
All right, four, let's go. Hit some one takes. Triple Crown winner or not? Yes or no right now? Got to decide. Like that guy decided a day before Justify ever ran. I need to know on the 11th of May, Triple Crown winner this year or not?
I mean, I'd probably still play the odds and say no, but I think he's going to win next week. I think he's going to have a chance going into the Belmont, but I wouldn't put it past him. But if you put a gun to my head, I'd probably still say no, just because it's so hard to dig.
I'm going no right now too. Pulling for him, but I'm going no right now too. The bruise and all that kind of stuff. We'll see. We'll see what comes out of it. Hey man, as usual, I appreciate it. Let's talk some Preakness and talk some more stuff when we visit with you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Good friend Josh Williams. Gun to your head, Zach or Mr. Orr 24 Tonto Jack Lake. Triple Crown winner or not?
No.
I agree.
I want him to, though.
I want him to.
Very exciting when that happens.
I love it. I need it. I'm going no right now. Granger Nissan of Anderson, they got a little Triple Crown over there. Because they got cars. They got trucks. They got SUVs. That's it. That's the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont for them. Cars, trucks, SUVs. New cars, certified pre-owned. The other Triple Crown service. So they got all those as well. Get in touch with Granger Nissan Advantage, the home of the lifetime warranty. Get pre-approved. Get the value of a trade. That's pretty cool, too. Like, you could put in your automobile right now for the value of your trade and see how that comes out. Man, their website is really, really all-inclusive and does everything you need to know. But really, I want you to stop by and see them. 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. It's Granger Nissan, home with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Everything you need with a family-owned dealership. It is our good friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. A break will come back. Open phone line segments. Love to hear from you on a Friday. Getting you ready for a good weekend. We return right after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson will play its final home series this weekend when the Tigers host Austin Peay at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. First pitch is set for 6:30 p.m. on Friday, 4 on Saturday, and 1 o'clock on Sunday. Tune in on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offer ends May 31st, 2018. See dealer details. Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Every weekday, join me, Brad Cinca, for the Atlanta Braves Diamond Report, sponsored by Diamonds and Gold Direct. We'll see what's going on with everything Atlanta Braves, sponsored by Diamonds and Gold Direct, your diamond source. Weekdays on 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda easily offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda easily is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts. Serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
The Mickey Blyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets?
To what?
The gun show.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Keep my hands on myself. Think I'll dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. Just my little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks.
Second hour to speak some Spanish. We're bilingual. Speaking some Spanish during the break. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Canty Foundation Specialist. Can you tell about some Spanish over there, Zach, when I give you these? Cracks in exterior brick or mortar?
See?
Interior cracks about doorways and windows. You got uneven sloping floors or, you know, you got jammed doors and windows?
See?
You got to call the good folks over at Canty Foundation Specialist for a free quote. I'd say free quote. I don't know this one.
I don't know.
We don't know.
You know what
I'm saying? It's our great friends at Canty Foundation Specialists. Let them take care of you. Hey, encapsulate your crawl spaces. Our good friends at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, Canty, canfixit.com. Those are good folks. Telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Marty Hill through the break. Hey, good Friday morning to you, Marty. Hope you're doing well this morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Fantastic.
Good. I obviously was listening, and I loved all the Clemson talk as a big Clemson fan. You know, I never thought I would see us get to the point where we would be in this upper echelon with the amount of success. I mean, I obviously, as a fan, I've always hoped that we would. But it's undeniable in that, how many states last year did we get the number one kid? Wasn't it six or seven?
You're like six, maybe, coming out of that.
So you think things like that, championships, facilities, et cetera. When I think of the absolute elite of the elite, and I think we're in that discussion of the top one, two, three, and four, which to me is the elite, and I know we're there. There's one thing I don't think we've ever done in my recent memory, you guys can correct me, that I think would then, it's an intangible that would be, it would signify it. Do you think we'll ever go into the state of California and get a top 10 five-star player to come here? Because Alabama has, and that, to me, is just that one little extra thing that you could say, hey, we've got the championships, we have this, that, and the other. Go all the way over across the country to do it, because they have.
Well, here's what's interesting about that, Marty. Right now, Clemson is recruiting a guy that's going to move up to a five-star. Right now, he's a number 14 player in the state of California. He is a four-star from Folsom, California, a kid named Joseph Nagata that Jeff Scott was out and visiting earlier this week. He's a wide receiver that I think Clemson leads on right now. Right now, there are only There are three five-stars in the state of California. There is talk that in the next couple of rankings that you could see Joseph Nagata being moved up and maybe a five-star. So if they're going to do it, this will be an interesting year to do it because they've got a chance at it this year.
To me, that is the one. It's an intangible. It's not terribly important. Obviously, we've been to the championship game now multiple years in a row. We obviously are pulling. You can pull in the highest end kids in our area or Southeast or East Coast or whatever and still win. That's, you know, when you see an Alabama going to, what, get Najee Harris last year, they seem to do it.
Right.
And will Clemson get to that? It's, to me, once you do that, and all of a sudden you're getting kids on literally the other side of the coast to come all the way across the country to our small part of the world, that to me, then, it's almost undeniable. You could say, hey, we are the elite. I know we're in that elite category, but then to me, that's the cherry at the literally top of that.
I would say Texas as well, because they've been so close in the state of Texas. That would be like that recruiting clout to kind of get there. Yeah. And then, you know, on a bigger scale and on the branding scale, you know, a Heisman Trophy is one of those missing pieces in the program.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Marty. Have a great weekend. I don't need Heisman trophies here. I don't need to get California kids from here. I don't need to get Texas kids from here. I don't care about any of those things. I care about winning national championships. Now, what Marty says is it's just one of those side notes.
Yeah.
You and I talked about during the break, a little side piece. You know what I'm saying?
So not the same thing.
Huh?
Not the same thing?
Oh, okay.
If you follow, I mean, if once you go on Twitter, and obviously you follow at Mickey Ply, MS424, follow some of the Clemson coaching staff, you would have known Jeff Scott was actually out in California recruiting a day ago.
Yes.
And he provided a bit of an update for his followers on there.
Can you imagine the difference in growing up in Folsom, California? And it comes to school at Clemson?
Probably a pretty sizable difference.
I mean, you know, especially when that train comes by and they're smoking big cigars. Thank you very much.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah, I hope you do.
77,000 people live in Folsom.
Really? Where's Folsom?
It's in California.
I know that. What part of California?
Folsom is...
I hear that train to come.
There it is.
It's roaring round a bit. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't
It's
know
outside of Sacramento.
Okay. A little northern Cal. A little no-Cal.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in. Go get the kid. Do it, Jeff Scott. Mike is in Anderson, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Hey, Mike, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing fantastic, Mickey. I hope you guys are. I had a couple of questions for you. You were talking with someone earlier, a few minutes back, about the Kentucky Derby. Did you watch the Kentucky Derby Saturday?
I did.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I've been watching the Kentucky Derby for a long, long, long time. I remember as a high school student watching Secretariat win the Triple Crown and got excited about it. I own horses, or one horse, used to have several. I'm a horse lover, love to watch the races, keep up with it fairly closely. Would you agree or disagree with me that the coverage leading up to the Kentucky Derby, that's one of the most drawn-out, overproduced sporting events I've ever seen? Agree or disagree?
100% agree. Now, the reasons why is because you got to pay a bunch of rights money to broadcast it, and the race only lasts for right at 2 minutes. So NBC's got to find a way to pay for whatever they're paying Churchill Downs or whatever they're going to do it. So you start it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You have all this covered, because I don't care anything about the Oaks. I don't care anything about any of the other races there. But now a little bit, you know what I'd like to do? I like to do 1 hour, because I want to know a little bit about the jockeys, a little bit about the
trainers.
1 hour. But man, it is drawn out for 2 minutes of nothing. Awful.
It absolutely is. And poor Bob Costas. I've been following Bob Costas for a long time. I don't know why he's doing horse racing. I always thought he did a pretty good job with baseball and football. But does he have the worst hair implant you've ever seen in your life? It's sad.
It's bad.
You pay attention to
it. It's bad, but it's not as bad as when he had pink eye during the Olympics.
Well, this is true. But yeah, let's pray for Bob that he can get a better hair transplant or something. And I'll leave you with this question. What has happened to baseball? We've talked about this before. I grew up as a child loving baseball, followed it for God knows how long. And somewhere along the lines, I lost interest, maybe after the steroid era or whatever. Albert Pujols, one of the better players to ever play, surefire Hall of Famer, got 3,000 hits last week, was it? And nobody's talking about it. Now hang up and listen, Mick. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate the phone call. I noticed that that we didn't. I had a little bit of buildup. I watched the game against the Yankees. He had 2.995, and like people were hoping he'd go 5 for 5, and it didn't happen. I think it's like a Sunday night game out in there, and it didn't happen. So it was a big. It was not as big a buildup as it could have been. 3,000 hits is a big deal. I don't know why that it wasn't, you know, more made of that. Because Pujols, if you think about Pujols's career, you think about his home run numbers and his career hits numbers. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, no doubt about that. And really changed the way baseball is played and changed the structure of the big time long term deals. I don't know why. I'm not sure. And it's in a big market. I think baseball is making a comeback. And I think that especially in this market with the Braves playing so well. The Red Sox and Yankees are so stinking good right now, and there's so much young talent in baseball. I think it's making a comeback, but are we just saturated with old guys and like we're tired of the old guys? We want the new guys? I don't know. Zach, you have a theory on why we didn't hear more about 3,000 hits with Albert Pujols?
It's the West Coast. We're over here on the East Coast, and things just don't travel as fast over here for some reason. They don't make the news over here as much. I mean, there's a reason we don't watch a lot of Pac-12 football over here.
Has he had it yet, though? I think he's...
Yes.
He did get 3,000?
Yeah.
I mean, he was up there.
A little RBI single.
Nice.
Good for him. It wasn't RBI, but it was a single. It was a single.
Nice. Good for him, man.
It wasn't Derek Jeter, you know, who had the home run off David Price. But.
Derek Jeter. And Derek Jeter's no D.D. Gregorius, I can tell you that. Carolina Flooring Specialists. They want to take care of you and your garage floor. They want to do this high-performance epoxy-based flooring. Hey, let me talk to you companies out there. And a lot of you out there might think, do I need this or not? I don't know. I go back to this really cool idea that they did this break room for this huge industrial like this. I don't know how many 100,000 square feet this place was. And then the break room was like 20,000 square feet or 10,000 square feet, whatever. and then just break room for them. So the bottom line is, like, it doesn't have to be your whole plant. It could be parts of it. You're like your electricity room where you don't need spills or any of that kind of stuff happen. Any place you've got, like, concrete that doesn't look good and stains and all this kind of stuff, let them take care of you. These are great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. You know, make your building buzz, a little foyer, you know, where your clients come in. I don't know if it's your automotive repair and you get a nice logo down, anytime you got spills, you know, restaurants, something like that, and kitchens. Let them take care of you. Think about it. They can come by and show you what they do. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Call Tim Worley today. Set your appointment up today. No obligation phone call. 404-8158. 404-8158. We'll take a break. Love for you to come back. Hour number three right after this.